This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Aaron Juergens, a hog producer from Carroll, Iowa, has been named the new president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Juergens was named president this week at the IPPA annual meeting at Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines. Juergens manages over 100,000 nursery and finishing pig spaces for Sunburst Valley Farms near Carroll. We will hear more from Aaron Juergens next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Aaron Juergens, a hog producer from Carroll, Iowa, has been named the new president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Juergens says he is excited to take on a leadership role within the IPPA.
It's been great. You know, it's something you always look forward to doing. Since I've been involved with Iowa Pork, I've always wanted to be the sitting president, and here it is, and really looking forward to it, and it's been an exciting day so far.
He says a big focus in 2025 will be increasing domestic demand.
You know, each year we have different initiatives. You know, as things change, you always got to kind of update your goals, and we've really been all hands on deck on domestic demand. You know, I mean, we've had great exports, and there's multiple different things we have fired on all cylinders, but the things we're working on with, you know, from local all the way up to the national level is creating and sustaining domestic demand for pork.
Juergens says that the research and data that has been collected regarding consumer sentiment and preferences will help the hog industry campaign to drive up domestic demand this year.
We've had a lot of different reports we've been going on, and even, you know, the things I've seen that we've done, and they've been super important. It's so nice to see that the things we're doing and the dollars we're spending is creating demand. And like I said, we just want to do blips in demand. We want to create long-term stable demand, and that takes a lot of time, a lot of research, a lot of patience.
After a tough 2023 for producers, 2024 saw an improvement in terms of profitability. Juergens says 2025 brings even more optimism.
Yes, the last couple of years it was stressful, and then this year, with the way the markets looked, according to the way the board looks, there's going to be opportunity to make money this year, and that's wonderful to the backfill the last couple of years. So this is going to be a great year.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.